Thank you for calling XPO. This is Nia speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm returning your phone call. Someone called. We had a delivery here, and the delivery person damaged part of the house. So it's about a claim.
Yes, sir. So you're calling about a damage to your home?
Yes.
All righty. Give me one moment while I pull up your order, sir.
All right.
And can you confirm the day of this delivery?
No, but I can give you my phone number. Hold on. I don't have that paperwork in front of me. Here's the phone number to look it up at. All right, the 16th. It was delivered on the 16th.
All righty. And for security purposes, can you please verify the name and the address?
James Gillis, G-I-L-L-I-S. The address is 15198 Palm Isle Drive, Fort Myers, 33919.
Yes, sir. Thank you for providing that information. And I do want to say on behalf of the company, I do apologize for that inconvenience. And can you just please give me a brief detail on what part of the house is damaged and what's actually going on?
Yeah, we submitted pictures and a bill for, we had it repaired already. So it was the track for our garage door screen.
Okay. Okay. And you're stating that the garage door was damaged, correct?
The garage door screen, track.
Screen, correct. Okay.
Track, yep.
All righty.
It was destroyed, so.
Okay.
And we submitted pictures, and we had it fixed. So that's the price, and those are the pictures.
Okay. Okay, great. And I'm glad that you did take pictures. So what I'm going to do is actually put in an escalations on your order, and then someone will actually reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours due to the claim, and then they'll actually go from there. But just give me one moment so I can go ahead and file your claim for you. And my apologies again on what happened as well.
Yeah, it's all right. We got it fixed, but we need to get reimbursed. So.
Oh, most definitely. Yes, sir.
No.
Well, let me help.
Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. I'm just sending an email out to the warehouse to let them know what's going on, and also the management as well.
Okay.
My apologies. Just give me one moment.
Yep. Do you have the pictures and the estimate?
Let's see here. Actually, after I'm done sending this last email off, I'll be able to see if I do have pictures.
All right.
All right, so I did go ahead and send that last email off, and let me go ahead and see if I can see any pictures. Okay, so unfortunately, I just have the pictures that the driver had left stating what he delivered to you. But once someone gets in contact with you within the 24 to 48 hours, they'll actually provide an email for you to send those pictures directly, and then they'll actually be able to resolve the issue from there. But is there anything
else? Yeah, we sent them to Lowe's. Yeah, right.
I'm sorry, what was that, sir?
We sent it to Lowe's, and Lowe's said they were forwarding it to you. Not you personally, but XBO.
You sent the photos already?
Yeah, along with the estimate.
Okay, and let's see.
What date did we send that, honey? Can you figure?
Yeah, they don't have any photos on this end. But I did go ahead and open an escalation for it so you can receive a damage claim. And then actually
Hold on. We're going to find out when we sent it and who it went to. And then you can find it out that way. And we did this a couple weeks. We did it right a week ago at least.
I'm sorry. So you already filed a escalation for this matter?
Well, I don't know. We sent something on the... We sent an email with the pictures on the 16th? No, because we had to have the estimate, the repair cost. So we sent it around the 17th, which is 2 weeks ago.
Correct. I do see that the delivery was made on the Tuesday, the 17th.
We set the thing on the 18th, apparently.
And I'm sorry.
The repair cost and pictures. Our pictures and the repair cost on the 18th.
And I'm sorry. And who did you send those to?
Hold on. I'm going to tell you right now. Let me get in my mail. Who did it go to, honey? You don't have it in your mail thing? Is it in sent? No, I never did mail it. You said you did it. Hold on, we're looking. We're going to keep you on the line until we'll find
sure.
it in a minute.
Sure, no problem.
Look in your sent box, Susan. I never sent it to anybody. No, because that lady from Lowe's said, fine. Jesus Christ.
It's right here. Damaged garage screen door.
To who?
This is your computer, right?
Yeah, but who the hell did we send it to?
Let's look.
Hold on, we're going to give you an email address right now.
Yeah. Cat.
It went to Cat at Lowe's. Here's her email. Are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Her email is 3050728@store.lowes.com. Cat. K-A-T.
Okay, so you actually sent that to Lowe's, correct?
They told us to,
right.
Okay, well, since the driver was the one, because XPO, we're a separate company from Lowe's, as I stated, I did go ahead and put in the escalations just for our part, our company, and actually one of our managers will contact you to actually resend those pictures to our file as well.
Well, Lowe's was supposed to forward them on to you.
Yes, sir, but unfortunately, I don't have anything in the system with any open escalations from Lowe's. I just have the one that I actually recently just put in the system for you. So one of our managers from XPO will actually be giving you a call since, like I stated, it was one of our drivers who actually caused the damage, and then we'll actually go from there and request those photos again, and then they can go on to file the claim, and, you know, you can get your reimbursement back. I'm not sure what protocols Lowe's will actually take since we're separate companies, but I do know since this was one of our drivers, I did put in a claim for our company. So one of our managers will actually be the one to reach out to you.
All right. Yes. Okay, we'll wait for this call. Okay, or their call, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling XPO. Have a great day.
Yep. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.